Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two of this live 26th day of January 2009 edition. Wide open phones today, and I've done a pretty good job to getting to your calls, but I want to accelerate through them now. You know, with all the different issues. And later, you know, Iceland's the first government to fall from the banker scam. The problem is their real government's been taken over by offshore banks. That's what has to be removed. So we'll give some advice to the Icelanders who've gone from one of the richest nations in the world in literally 2 months to one of the poorest. One of the poorest industrialized nations. We'll also break down the Pakistan strike by Lord Obama and the latest economic developments. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Gary in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Three quick things. I'll be brief. Spanish subtitles. I got a couple of discs that have Spanish subtitles, and it's probably I get better reception when I hand those out than from other groups of people. They're very popular. It'd be good if...
Here's the deal. The cheapest places to do subtitles for a film, you know, that's 90 minutes long is like $5,000. I don't have that money. And I can't wait the month or two to have the subtitles done to release the film. It's key to get it out early. But there are free copies of most of my films, Endgame, Road to Tyranny, Terror Storm, on Google and places, in Deutsch, in Chinese, in French, in Spanish. And so those are all there. But so, yes, I want people on the web to do subtitled versions for folks.
Some this is a team effort. Kick in for that.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team effort, man.
Yeah.
I'm literally, you can tell I'm in my main work mode right now because I have giant black circles around my eyes. They're going to get a lot worse in the next month and a half finishing this film and getting it out. So and I'm not whining. I'm just saying, yes, I know I can do a better job. I know I can do more. But, you know, I've got to have the capital to do that, and I'm everything's going to hell in a handbasket, so we're kind of in a catch-22. We've got to grow to fight the globals, but at the same time, you know, it's hard to get funds in.
That's time for people to volunteer and kick in. The other thing is, in the way of activism, video rental stores, they got the return slots. Those people are bored, and they get something strange coming through their hands. They'll be looking at it. So I started hitting on those. And the other thing is, I'd like to know if, beauty parlors are good, too, because they like talking there. Another thing is Warren Buffett-Obama connection. Do you touch upon that in your new film?
Yes. I mean, we've got lists. We've typed out probably 40 pages of stuff. But I just wrote a note there to remember that Buffett and how Warren Buffett, this globalist, is tied into him.
Yeah. With Obama shortly after he made Illinois senator. And he's like a kingmaker because he also met with Schwarzenegger, as you recall. So
yes.
I think that's kind of key there.
And then Schwarzenegger met with the Rothschilds as well.
Right. Yeah, big time on that. So keep up the good work, and I'll be looking for those Spanish subtitles out there. Thanks.
Sounds like you're taking action. We love you. Okay. Who's up next here? Thomas in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going, man?
Good.
Good. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I've been awakened since about when you put the fourth hour on your show, and ever since then it's part of my daily regimen. I want to tell you, I went to the inauguration. I kind of supported Obama throughout the campaign, but the Obama I supported and what we got now, it's like he's been run through a scrubber, a new World Order car wash, and it's not even what I was supporting. I just wanted to say that I know what when we get marched to the camps, I know what it's going to look like. Bush declared D.C. Emergency, state of emergency. And when we got there, we got herded like cattle. We got pushed around, people talking down to us, all the officials. This is what it's going to look like, people. Wake up. Alex, you're doing a great job. I'll talk to you.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Yeah. We have to approach Obama not from a left-right perspective. I'm going to talk about that when we get back and go to calls. If we attack him from a right-wing perspective, it's going to empower the right wing of the New World Order. Okay? We cannot do that. We have to approach it from the truth that it's not left or right, that this guy is a New World Order frontman and puppet and wants to keep you confused with left-right.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose or bouquets, preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount, and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I talk about left-right paradigm, but what does that mean? You know, in our country's history, there have generally been two major parties, or a new party will come in and replace one of the two, or it will grow into a new party. And occasionally you have third parties like the Bull Moose Party, or you have something like Ross Perot did, or Teddy Roosevelt. And the elite wants the people to think that they've got a choice within the two parties. And in the past, there have been major differences throughout history. But there have been times before 1913, where the elite got control of both parties. And bad things always happen. The robber barons, you know, what they did in the 1870s and 1880s and 90s and in the 1900. When they controlled both parties, they would send Pinkerton Security and other, quote, strike busters out. They would just go to people's farms, ranches, mining camps that people owned, and they would just kill everybody. They would just machine gun everyone. I mean, just like Wounded Knee, they'd kill men, women, and children. And then people would rebel and riot, and there'd be political action, and there were a lot of independent newspapers to get the news out, and then they would have political change. So we're always struggling with elites. But with Obama, just one facet of the left-right paradigm. Limbaugh comes out and attacks Obama. Limbaugh comes out and attacks Obama on predominantly issues that aren't very significant or aren't substantive, or he puts out arguments that are flawed or faulty or false. And some arguments that are legitimate, but he mixes them all together. And so you've got tens of millions of Americans that hate Rush Limbaugh, that identify themselves as leftists, or people who are moderates who just don't like him. They know his history. They know he puts out a lot of disinformation. And so if Rush Limbaugh is attacking Obama, he must be good. And it's the same thing with other talk show hosts and other parties, to where when somebody legitimately comes out and says, hey, you're against the war you claim, but you're continuing it. You went back on your promise. Oh, shut up, right-wing racist. Well, no, Limbaugh isn't attacking Obama for keeping the troops in Iraq. He's attacking him on other issues that don't really matter. And then some legitimate issues, like the fact that we're already bankrupt, how can there be more spending? How can they increase the size of government? So, see, the left out there won't support Obama if he was just sitting there continuing the war, continuing the police state, continuing all the corporate looting, and he's gone back on his word with appointing lobbyists to the Pentagon positions and other key areas. But see, if the Democrats, that are the grassroots, see him being attacked by the establishment right wing that isn't right wing at all, they're just the other power group that's bidding for control, the CEO job, the manager job for this regional governorship known as the United States, is already part of the North American Union. And so it's a diversion and distraction to focus on Obama as if he's a leader, as if he's running something, because then they can just put the whole agenda on him. Later, the public will end up blaming him. This dream will turn into a nightmare, and then they'll just put in a new puppet who'll be a Republican. And then it'll take a few years to wake up to the fact that he's a scammer. Then they put in a Democrat again. So that's one issue. But the other issue is, by all these right-wing attacks, that then makes the left circle the wagons and support Obama no matter what he does, and then they're not going to wake up and get angry about all his betrayals, because they'll see an outside threat. They've invested psychologically, mentally, financially in Obama. They want things to get better. Most of them are well-meaning people, even if they're misguided. And so they will see anybody who criticizes Obama as people trying to hold up Obama fixing things. And Obama will say, see, they've held me up. That's what he said last Friday, that he wanted to leak out to the press in a meeting with Republicans and Democrats from Congress. He said, look, we're not going to get anything done and fix this economy if people like Rush Limbaugh set the tone. We've got to come together. So people hear that. They go, yeah, we've got to come together. Oh, my gosh, right, the right wing and Rush Limbaugh, they're keeping Obama from saving us when Obama was never intending to save you and couldn't save you because he's a puppet and he's carrying out the exact same New World Order agenda. So we have to reach out to the left from the position of, hey, nothing's changing decade after decade, president after president, except some of the rhetoric under this left-right system. The special interests have bought them all off. Please look above the heads of these puppets. Don't be fooled. Don't be suckered. And you can even approach the liberals and say, look, do you want to end the war? Do you not want to encircle Russia? Do you not want to start a new Cold War? Do you not want to have a bigger than a $1 trillion defense budget? Obama says that's not big enough. I mean, it's gone from $400 billion when Bush got in to $600 billion to $700 billion, and now $1 trillion plus? I mean, on the main budget, the fiscal 2009 is $1 trillion. And then there's hundreds of billions of supplementals. And so instead of arguing Republican, Democrat, Rush Limbaugh, Al Franken, let's just stop here and say, what are the policies? Do we like what Obama's doing in reality versus his rhetoric? And let's just get past Rush Limbaugh and get past Arianna Huffington and get past all these establishment pundits that keep us locked in the left-right paradigm, and let's look at what's really happening. And then approach it from a grassroots perspective of, let's pressure Congress, Republican and Democrat, together instead of fighting with each other. And I'm neither. I'm a populist. I'm a constitutionalist. But let's say, let's come together and agree on what we agree on. I mean, you've got almost 80% in every major poll I see against the Iraq war. You've got 90-plus percent of the Iraqis wanting the U.S. out, including the puppet they put in is saying, get out of here. The Pakistan operation is unpopular. Afghanistan's even more unpopular. The troops don't need to be there. They need to leave, but it's a huge black hole for the globalists to pump money into their no-bid contracts and to get the opium that's up 800%. since the takeover in 2002? The invasion? More troops dying there every day, every week than are dying in Iraq currently. And Obama is actually sending more troops to Iraq with a bait and switch while he moves the old troops into Afghanistan. Okay, instead of talking about left-right, are you for that, Democrats? Is that what you were for? I mean, when I said in 2005, I said, go ahead and vote for the Democrats. We have to repudiate the Republicans, but you're just going to see the war in Iraq continue, guaranteed. People are like, no, Alex, you watch. When Democrats get in, they're going to do something about this. They're going to turn this around. You know, you're just a right-wing hater. And I said, no, we have to repudiate the Republicans. Go ahead and vote for the Democrats. But I'm saying when they betray you, vote them out with a third party or a Republican who says they're anti-war, a Libertarian, a Green Party. I mean, let's be adults about the policies. Let's live in reality. Let's live in the real world instead of being led around by our nose. And in 4 to 8 years, when they put a new Republican in, I'll be here day one. Lord willing, I'm still alive and still on the air and not set up and put in prison or something. I'll be here going, now, come on. I cut my teeth going after Clinton because he was a New World Order front man. I went after George W. Bush for 8 years. I went after Obama for 4 years or 8 years. And I'm telling you, this is a puppet. I mean, I don't want to be here in the same spot. And you know, going back 8 years ago, going back 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, most people were still in the left-right paradigm. And this is the key. Depending on the off-year election or the presidential election, the Republicans, when they were in favor as the out party, you know, replacing the Democrats, they would have a 55% approval rating on average, and the Democrats would have a 45%. And then people would wake up to the Republicans being a fraud, so they'd put in the Democrats, and it would flip. You know, 54% for the Republicans or for the Democrats, and then 40-something percent for the Republicans. So people were still being fooled by the bait and switch. After 2006, especially when Democrats saw big majorities in the House and Senate, but the wars all continued and expanded, Congress's approval rating fell to 9% and is still there today. Republican and Democratic leaders all had very low approval ratings and still do. Because the public finally started getting it, going, wait a minute, these people are all bought and paid for by the same people. And I know you, the audience, really know this, understand it. You've got to get the message out to the people. Because we don't want to be here in 4 to 8 years doing the same thing. In 2 years in Congress, we want to see a huge anti-establishment, anti-New World Order move into Congress that is saying, okay, enough is enough. Get all the troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan. Stop encircling Russia. Stop all the corporate looting. Abolish the Federal Reserve. Because by then we'll be in a total depression, and the public will know who engineered it and who did it to them if we tell them the truth, if we put the information out and counter the establishment. So the public is desperate going into a depression. They're hoping Obama, who claimed he'd end the war and end the wiretapping and end all this, keeps his promises. And so they're giving him a shot. But Obama says himself he's got a couple hundred days to ram his agenda through, because then everybody's going to wake up to him and he's going to stall. And that's what Bush did. Remember Bush, a couple hundred days into his presidency, 200 and something, they staged 9/11. He comes in with a 55% approval rating. It drops to 38%. Boom, 9/11. It shoots up to 92, 93%, depending on the poll. But he only had a few years. And what did he do when he had that approval rating? Set up a bigger police state, launch wars. So I do believe you're going to see staged terror attacks internationally and probably domestically. And you're going to see domestic terror attacks where they claim white supremacists are trying to go after Obama. And the last thing we want is for anything to happen to Obama or his family or any of these politicians or any of these people. They're all puppets. And the New World Order will use that to come down on both feet on the public and sell large portions of the public to go along with it. We want to politically decapitate the New World Order peacefully in the info war. So we are releasing the Obama deception on the Ides of March, when Julius Caesar was killed in the Roman Senate. But we want to politically kill the idea of the New World Order. We want to politically and peaceably have an Ides of March on the overall tyranny and the mass delusion and the fraud. We want to destroy the mind control.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
All right, we're going back to your calls right now. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Travis in Texas. Travis, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for fielding the front lines for all these people calling in. I know it's probably hard to sort through and switch subjects all the time as you do. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I guess my question, first of all, I think you're right, about Obama, and, I've seen it coming as well, and I've kind of been hip to things for quite some time, and it seems like things are just, I try to explain it as dominoes being set up. As soon as you see the lineage, you can see how it's all connected and
exactly.
Kind of interesting.
The more you study it, the clearer the picture gets, and then you read a globalist think tank document planning it all, and you go, my God, that's exactly how I saw it. I mean, they've set it up.
Right. Yeah, it's like marketing stances. You know, you see different marketing ploys just for, you know, larger corporations and stuff, and you can see exactly what they were thinking. It's not too complicated to see where, you know, the propaganda lays.
Exactly, and they build program on top of program and have managers over each sector. That's how people go, it's too complex, how do they run it? Well, these are
exactly.
Institutions, that's what they do. They run and control complex systems.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that I hope this could be wrong, but I do believe that Obama's probably treading water until some sort of false flag attack and further in the agenda under a new guise of, you know, getting people actually involved in wanting to participate in ways that Bush couldn't get people to do.
Look, they're going to have to stage stuff to keep the agenda going. Because when the public finds out that he's continuing the banking takeover, that he was behind it, you know, as one of the big people pushing it, when they find out this is a total betrayal, I mean, they really think he's going to suddenly just snap his fingers and make the economy better, when even if he was a good guy, he couldn't do that because the offshore banks are in total control of this nation and are carrying this out by design.
Right. Right. I thought it was really interesting that he gained so much funding early on and set precedents for the amount of money that people gave.
And it was all Wall Street.
Yeah. I mean, it was the big ones, and they don't put all their eggs in one basket unless it's a sure thing. And it happened so fast, so early on. It was amazing. One thing that I really wanted to get to, I haven't heard you talk much about this, and I catch your show when I can. But I've never heard one thing that I have a problem with is exactly where the end of the end game is. I can make sense of a lot of things and I see it going on, but I can't, at the end of the day, I'm not happy with just that some people want power. And I wonder if there's more.
Well, these are eugenicists. They believe it's a good thing to kill off most of humanity and to engineer us. They're control freaks. They're playing God. They've stated why they're doing this. Going to set up a world government, have forced one-child policies, huge taxes on you if you have more than one, then it'll just become illegal, just like China did. The U.S. paid them to do that. The U.N. paid them to do it. George Bush was the ambassador who had them sign the deal in the mid-70s. And they're just going to then have controlled bioweapon releases and other things. And after each event, they'll herd us into more compact cities. They'll pose as the saviors each time they attack us. And now DARPA's announced they are putting up mind control towers. It's mainstream news that will put out ultra-low frequency to, quote, soothe the public because we can't have riots. I mean, everything is so crazy that's happening. And they'll just keep chemtrailing us and keep putting more and more of the children on Prozac and Ritalin. Now over 100 million prescriptions for Prozac alone every year in the U.S., just a THX-1138 overlay with the 1984 society as the priest of power, as O'Brien says in 1984, wage war against humanity.
Well, let me cut to the chase on this main talking point, because it's kind of a gear shift. I was wondering what your take is on, you know, propaganda is a river that runs extremely deep, as you know, and I have my suspicions about the omissions from the Bible as being, you know, an early text to rein this in. Some of the secrets, some of the cover-ups that have gone on, and not to mention the New Testament on top of, you know, it's just a new way of putting things out. I wonder what you know about the Sumerian text, or what you think, if there might be a lineage that goes back to that. And that being said, if the New World Order, the people that are really bringing it in, have some sort of lineage to...
Okay, let me answer that question when we get back. Thanks for the call. I'll answer that and take a lot more calls straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Broadcast like Pelosi. Their answer is start the economy, pay women not to have children. All part of the eugenics program. We'll break that down. Also, the fall of Iceland's government. We'll go over that as well. Also, one of my staff, one of my crew members, high school son, was sent this Army recruiting propaganda letter and this sports calendar to sell them on joining the military. And we'll go through some of that propaganda for folks as well. By destroying the economy, people don't really have a choice but to go into government service in the economy, but then that's paid for by taxpayers. And now the military is openly going to be used against the American people, as evidenced by what we saw last Tuesday at the inauguration. But answering the earlier caller's question, when the Baltimore Sun almost 7 years ago came out with a cover story about how DARPA, that invented the internet and cell phones and most of the technology we use today that they then give to select corporations, by the way, most of them not even U.S. corporations, talk about national security violation, we pay for the research as taxpayers. Almost 90% of all research going on at universities is for the federal government and DARPA. the military-industrial complex, its undue influence over the colleges, as President Dwight D. Eisenhower said in his farewell address in 1960. But, you know, they wrote a story about how DARPA was working on putting up towers around U.S. cities that would put out different waves to soothe people to stop riots. Just openly, oh, we're going to put mind control towers up. We're studying it. And then a few weeks ago, I saw mainstream tech magazines, several of them we covered here on air, saying, oh, yeah, there's all these patents the government's looking at for ultrasound and ultra-low frequency and all these different things that can soothe people. And, you know, it can help you not have seizures, or it can help you not have Parkinson's, or it can help you if you're depressed. And, oh, they're talking about putting these up around the country to soothe the public. I mean, it's openly being announced. And the caller's like, what does this have to do with Sumerian text? This. It's been in the San Francisco Chronicle, the Houston Chronicle. It's been in all these papers. They built all these FEMA camps and FEMA centers and the military civilian inmate labor camp program. And the public still can't admit that. They have trouble dealing with it. Or the Army War College saying the military's main job will be suppressing the American people during a collapse of the country. And, you know, police come out and say in Phoenix, we're ready to work with the military. We're prepared to suppress the people. And, you know, it's in hundreds of newspapers, but still we're weirdos because we talked about it a decade before. Not, oh, my gosh, you were right. Tell me more. You know, give me insights. You've studied this. This is what you do. Or, oh, it's not that bad, Alex. No, it is that bad, and it's happening. We're slowly being acclimated. And, you know, I get up on air and I talk about cross-species human-chimpanzee hybrids, or I talk about glowing dogs that are part jellyfish, and or potatoes that we're eating that kill the rats or sterilize the rats that eat them. And people go, oh, there's not insect genes in the, you know, in many strains of potato. There's a lot of denial going on out there. So we're here in the future. We're here in 2009. This is Buck Rogers. But the people running the system are using the Buck Rogers technologies to dumb us down, to manipulate us, to poison us. And it's so crazy that people are kind of back in the 1950s mode, not believing this is happening. We kind of live in this playland of work and malls and shops and our cars and waxing our cars or our jewelry or our neighbors or going out and having fun. And we're in this suppressed technological system. We're at least 30 years behind what the elites admit they really have, and that they wall off from the public and their national security dictatorship, that they're now expanding down into the stagnant technological playland that we've all been locked in. And you can use the analogy of the elite are above us in these technological spires, or you could use the H.G. Wells, kind of like the elite that are cold-blooded and scientific and study us like a human might study amoebas in a petri dish. You could use the analogy of they're below us in the shadow government, in the redoubts, in the keeps, in the shadow government like the Morlocks. And we're the little Eloi up here on the surface, like little idyllic animals, sheep grazing, lambs to the slaughter to the Morlocks. By some twist of faith, we the Eloi had become slaves and the Morlocks our masters. But nevertheless, that's going on. So I don't know about Egyptian and Sumerian text. I don't know about Native American, you know, religious ideas and systems. I mean, I know about them, but I don't cover all that here because we don't do a lot of speculating here. We have trends. We have globalist operations. We read their published think tank documents until we're exhausted. And we know we're in a scientific dictatorship. We know they're bragging about it. We know it's intensifying. We know at the end of this, things just get worse and worse and worse. But they always promise, give us more power, it'll get better. Give us more power, it'll get better. And it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And I don't have all the answers. All I can do is try to mobilize people. But I don't try to weigh in and argue and fight with all the different thousands of Christian sects and denominations. I don't try to get into this and argue about Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and agnostics. when I do cover religion, I cover the elite and what their religion is. And it is a Gaia worship at the mid-level. And at the higher levels, they are Luciferians. They write books about it, and they believe in killing the majority of the public. And they're very sick, satanic, sadistic, psychopathic sadist, control freaks. And you know, I just report that in a secular fashion. I don't come at this through some preconceived cultural lens. I mean, we've all got that to a certain extent, but I really try to knock that out, and I try to really look at what's going on. But has the Bible been used and twisted to control people? Absolutely. All religions, all thought systems, all philosophies can do that. You know, a really slick philosophy is what Obama's done because it's so simple. It's just, yes, we can. We're going to make it better. We're going to work together. Brotherhood of men. We're going to feed the homeless. We're going to have equality. But that's all platitudes. That's all the surface. It's like the surface of an ice-cold Coke bottle. And inside is the ice-cold Coke, and you take a drink, and it tastes good. But there's cyanide in there. And how do we know there's political cyanide, humanitarian cyanide, social cyanide? Because we know who his masters are. We know what his agenda are. We know what his Secretary of Housing is going to do, what they said they're going to do. We know what their Secretary of Energy is going to do. We know what their drugs are is going to do. We know what Secretary of Defense Bill Gates is going to do. Robert Gates. I always get his name mixed up with Bill Gates. We know what their agenda is. And so, we're just here covering it. We're just here dealing with it. And trying our best to reach out to people. Trying our best to not even get folks to think like we're thinking, but just to look outside the box. Just to think for themselves. And to look at Robert Gates and Rahm Emanuel and Brzezinski and Hillary Clinton and Timothy Geithner and just all of these people and who surrounds Obama. We know what's in the package, not what's on the packaging itself. We know what's inside. Now, I want to go back to your phone calls and blitz through them, but I didn't play the entire Obama deception trailer, the audio of it. The video is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're asking you to tell your whole email list, to post it on your MySpace, to show your coworkers, to really start the buzz on this film, because it's a powerful film, it's an informative film. We've got probably 10 hours of already cut down footage and boiled down information. The great task, we've been working on this for quietly for about 4 or 5 months. This stuff takes time. People are saying, well, why didn't you put this out during the election? Well, we didn't have all the answers then. We weren't sure he was going to betray. Now we are. We were preparing. We were doing interviews. We were researching. We knew he was going to do this, but we had to let it flesh out. Plus, it takes time to make a film. I mean, it takes people with hundreds of employees and big production companies years to make a documentary sometimes. We're doing this in just a few months. We've done all the research, and I'm asking you to help us make this video that's on YouTube go absolutely viral. We're also adding links to those pages to a members' quality video, free to the public from PrisonPlanet.tv. A view of what our mid-grade, we put out high, mid, and low, and our low quality, of course, a lot better than YouTube, for PrisonPlanet.tv members. So here is the Obama deception trailer.
On March 15th, a carefully crafted corporate fraud will be exposed, and a vicious hoax will be revealed to the people of the world.
Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here to save the planet Earth.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set.
Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong.
Yes, we can.
Obama's health care plan will include COVID and body central medical services.
Yes, we can.
Obama is a cruel hoax. He works for Wall Street. He's an agent of finance capital.
Where did you come up with the number $700 billion? Here's the Treasury spokeswoman's quote. It's not based on any particular data point. We just really wanted to come up with a really big number.
To Democrats and Republicans who've opposed this plan, I say, step up to the plate.
A few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
Secretary Henry Paulson is no George Washington.
I don't think anyone questions, Mr. Kashkari, that you're working hard. Our question is who you're working for.
Obama pledged that he would resume the security and prosperity partnership talks between Mexico and Canada that President Bush initiated.
The old boss is starting to look a lot like the new boss.
Robert Gates is going to remain on the job as defense secretary for at least a year.
Plenty of sources knew about this meeting, told us and others that it was at Hillary Clinton's house, but clearly it wasn't.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
We see you causing a depression so you can blow out the economy and consolidate it and bankrupt it. We know that you are enemies of free humanity, and we are here standing against your tyranny.
The Obama deception on March 15th. The people strike back.
And I'm on YouTube, and I'm looking at the type of comments. Now, these are the minority of the comments, but Explosive 08 is the name of this person. Their comments at the top right now, it says, laugh out loud. Republicans still crying. Your tears taste great. Go, Obama, kick some Republican ASS. Now, the very next part of the film, because this trailer is really the intro. That's how I do it. I'm so busy making the intro, I never have time to make a trailer. So it's a little bit longer, a little bit different, but basically it's the same thing. Then it goes right into how Bush is evil, Bush is New World Order, the people got mad at him, and then how Obama's just a puppet, and then we go through the evidence. And I thought about leaving that in there, but it's just too long. So, but I mean, clearly watching it, you know it's bipartisan. We're going after Henry Paulson. We're going after all of these people. We're going after Bush. We're showing how Obama pushed through and supported the banker bailout bill. So does this person care? Does this person... I guarantee you, if you talk to WTC7 was pulled, is a new comic. He says, Alex Jones is the first film to expose this con artist. I really want to see it. And then under him, again, is this Explosive 08. Laugh out loud. Republicans still crying. Your tears taste great. Go, Obama. Kick some Republican hind in. But I guarantee you, if I talked to that person over a cup of coffee, I'd say, okay, are you for the banker bailout and the trillions missing and they won't say where it went? Are you for the Pentagon trillions missing because Obama's supporting that with Gates? Are you for the compulsory service? Are you for bombing Pakistan? Are you for moving Marines and Army out of Iraq but keeping a bunch there and moving them into Afghanistan? And instead of pulling down the troops, they're sending the new recruits, like Ted Anderson's son, who just joined the Army, to Afghanistan first. So they're beefing it all up. Are you for that? And they'll go, no, 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 no. As long as you explain to these liberals, hey, I'm not a Rush Limbaugh fake conservative. I'm against Bush. I'm against Obama. They'll go, oh, yeah, I see your point. Well, I'm hoping. I mean, everywhere I go, I have waitresses come up and say, Alex, what do you think of Obama? Are you happy? And I'm like, no, Bush was bad, but Obama still works for the same people. And they go, but he's Obama. Bush is gone. Aren't you happy? And I'm like, I'm sorry. No, I'm not. And they just look at me bewildered and walk off. And I go, don't you understand there's an elite above them? I mean, to see you so childlike, to see you being fooled, to see you being conned, it's very upsetting. Very, very upsetting. But we do need funds to complete this film, and there is a donate button at InfoWars.com halfway down on the right-hand side. It says support the InfoWar. If you'd like to flat-out donate, you can do it there. or you can write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Address to Alex Jones. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And folks have been stepping up to the plate somewhat, as Obama would say, with buying more of the books and videos off Infowars.com and supporting us, plus with the best films and books out there. So I want to thank everybody for getting Endgame, Terror Storm, Truth Rising, Martial Law, the Barry Cooper videos, Don't Get Busted, how to, you know, stop the traffic tickets, how to, you know, defend yourself. That's selling really well. Kevin Booth's American Drug War. Please go to Infowars.com because we got a big nut to crack here every month paying everybody and running this operation. But we've moved into the space we need. On top of everything I'm doing, racing to do voiceovers, racing to write this film and finish this film as things are unfolding, I am going to get a camera rigged up and shoot like 2 or 3 minutes of a tour of the new offices to show you what we're doing and try to get that up the next few days. The problem is I got two video editors, Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson, and they are working until 2, 3 at night every night and getting back here at 9, 10 a.m. And Aaron's producing on top of that. But you know what? You want to see the studio? You're going to see it by tomorrow. We'll have that up there for you. We're just going to turn the heat up. Stay with us.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
All right, I'm going to continue going to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. I'll then get into the newest eugenics announcements by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, what the bankers are up to, a lot of big developments there, but continuing with open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. Tim in Ohio, Gary, Chris, Dino, Joe, Lance, your calls are all coming up. Again, it is your purchases of the books and videos that make this radio show possible, so please visit InfoWars.com, plus some of the best films out there, and support our sponsors. Anybody you hear me endorse, I believe in the product. I'm not endorsing network sponsors. I just haven't checked them out and don't know. But you hear me endorsing something, I believe in it. And one of them is My Solar Backup, ladies and gentlemen. MySolarBackup.com is the website. And it's from the folks at Solutions at Science, Solutions from Science. A lot of products that they sponsor through us that are just excellent. MySolarBackup.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. It is an emergency power backup kit, which consists of a power source, 1800 power plant, and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right. It generates free electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move now. Their website is mysolarbackup.com. You can always call them toll-free at 877-327-0365. MySolarBackup.com, 877-327-0365. A great unit, very affordable. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Tim in Ohio, thanks for holding.
No problem, Alex. I had a few issues I wanted to discuss with you about the coronation, especially dealing with these two preachers that they had. Briefly, the black preacher that came on, I thought it was kind of racist because he came out and he mentioned yellow, black, and red were okay, but white had to do right.
Well, they have to reapply the guilt, not so that people actually live in harmony. They have to remind everybody not to live in harmony and about supposed differences. And then it's a cult of white guilt. You know, there's a cult of guilt. Doesn't matter if both my grandfathers fought for the U.S. Military against Hitler. Americans in polls have guilt for the Holocaust, like we did it. You know, doesn't matter if we fought against it. It's the same thing with, well, Israel can kill all these people in Gaza because of the Holocaust. They can do a Holocaust themselves. Well, it's the same thing with, you know, Americans are all white, evil, racist, and we've got to have a big government to help the black people. But what's the big government doing? It's coming in with these abortions. It's coming in with the birth control so there aren't black babies. It's coming in to tell the woman, don't have a man in the house, to break up their family so they can then imprison their young men. So again, they get us to go along with this guilt, but then that's only to carry out a eugenics agenda against particularly the blacks. So it's disgusting.
Well, I'm not just picking on him, because the white preacher, his prayer, Alex, it sounded more like a campaign speech. And when he mentioned the daughter's names, he sounded like he was doing a promo for some kind of pornographic movie where he said, Sasha. And if you go back and listen to it, I mean, those are the things that stood out to me. And especially the part when he asked for forgiveness, specifically said forgiveness for what we do to our fellow man and the environment. And then during the Lord's Prayer, B.O. was tight-lipped and stone-faced. He did not pray. And what's the deal with that second swearing-in ceremony behind closed doors at the White House?
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to screw up the oath and not redo it on the steps, then days later do it in secret, but then the press reported, for the one pool reporter that could be there and the White House photographer, that there was no Bible. So they did this all on purpose to let you know the old conventions are over, things are changing. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We're going to come back in 70 seconds, already into the second hour. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv today in 20 minutes, or T-minus 21 minutes, 35 seconds. For the last hour and 40 minutes, we'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv today. I'm going to continue with your phone calls right after this break, and then all that news I've been mentioning, I will cover it. Plenty of time to get into all of it. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.